Welcome to Practicing What Jesus Preached, a Lenten podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan in New Canaan, Connecticut. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner offers a month of daily reflections, questions, practices, and prayers on Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Take time to journey with Jesus this Lenten season by striving to put what Jesus preached into practice.
Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21. Do not store up for yourselves treasure on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. This brief text is often a go-to scripture for stewardship time employed by the church to kind of guilt people into more giving. If you're a church person, you know exactly what I'm talking about. This passage of scripture is used as a way of saying, if you really cared, if you really loved the Lord, if your heart were in the right place, you would be more generous in your giving. Now, there's no question that Jesus cared about our relationship with money, and he preached and taught about money often. However, and this is important, Jesus' interest in money had to do with this understanding that our love for money can get in the way of our love of God and neighbor. In fact, if you think about it, we endow financial resources with the power and influence that really should be reserved for God alone. And we tend to think that enough money can protect us, can sustain us, can make us happy. We believe a robust bank account, a diverse stock portfolio, even enough life insurance and retirement savings is our path to salvation. Now, because our trust in God is often supplanted by our reliance on financial resources, Jesus was always encouraging his followers to have a healthy relationship with money. Make it, but don't love it. Use it. Don't worship it. However, in this scripture, if you look closely, you'll not actually find an admonition for greater generosity, but rather, I think, a strategic way of investing ourselves so that we're prompted to engage in more meaningful pursuits and relationships. While it's tempting to interpret this passage of scripture as meaning that what you fund is what you care about, if you look at it carefully, the ordering of this passage does not support that particular emphasis. This memorable text suggests that if you want your heart to be in a new place, invest your resources in that location. Place your treasure, your time, your talents, where you want your heart to wind up. I'll tell you, when thoughtfully considered, your checkbook and your calendar can help facilitate a set of new and better priorities in your life because your heart has a way of following your treasure. I mean, this is an extraordinarily helpful and liberating understanding of the power of financial resources. If you know what you want to do, if you know what you want to be to the glory of God, start investing yourself and your money in that direction. Make a financial commitment in the direction you feel called to go, and Jesus asserts that your life will begin to follow. You don't need to fall into the trap of deciding you can become truly generous once you've figured out your direction in life. No, you can actually influence your direction in life by investing in advance of yourself. Place your money where you feel called to be, and you will get there. So the question I've got for you comes right from that. Where do you want your heart to be? Or where do you think the Lord wants your heart to be? And in regards to a practice, I want you to review your bank and credit card statements carefully. And I want you to ask yourself, are you using your resources in ways that are ultimately satisfying to you and in ways that are pleasing to God? And if not, I want you to ask a follow-up question, simply, what investment can you make in your future that would be, in fact, pleasing to you and pleasing to the Lord? And then, follow me here, I want you to go online and select a class you would like to take. Go online, find a class that intrigues you, excites your spirit, or find a conference that you'd like to attend, or a lecture that you'd like to go and hear, and then register yourself. So let's pray together. Lord God, we want to ask you, as people of faith, we need to ask you, where do you want us to invest ourselves in the future? Because, Lord God, it's not just all about us. It is, in fact, about you. So help us. Let us know. Encourage us to take a leap of faith and pour our resources in the direction we believe you want us to go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. Copies of Practicing What Jesus Preached are available from all local and online booksellers. God bless you this Lenten season, and have a wonderful day.